Nicole Spyridakis lives in San Francisco and writes about food and travel on her blog, Cucina Nicolina. She has written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about her passion for cauliflower. She joins me today. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bonnie.
In the piece you did for Kitchen Window Online, you call your feeling about cauliflower an obsession. Why?
I guess that's a bit of a strong word to use. However, I've realized that in the past probably 6 months, I've made roasted cauliflower or some sort of cauliflower dish at least once a week. And I feel like that is bordering on obsession because it just tastes so good.
And you're fairly new to cauliflower.
I am, because I think when I was growing up, you know, whenever I used to eat it, it was mostly steamed, and I just didn't like it. I found it very bland. And then I came across a recipe for roasting a cauliflower, and I got into roasting a lot of other vegetables as well. But I made the cauliflower, and it was like an epiphany. It was so good.
Well, cauliflower is one of those sort of institutionally destroyed vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things do you do with cauliflower other than roast it?
Well, I make a soup, which I put the recipe in the column. And that I like because it's pretty simple, but you can really taste this kind of sweet taste of the cauliflower. And then I make a gratin that it was actually inspired by. My boyfriend is part Norwegian, and it's inspired by his grandmother. She made it a lot in Norway because there's a lot of cauliflower in Norway. I guess it's a good cold weather crop.
Huh.
That's kind of nice to do. So,
and you write in your piece that you were inspired at the farmer's market. And I've noticed in the last couple of years that there is a lot more cauliflower, and it's very exotic looking.
It is. It's not just the white, plain stuff that we see at the supermarket. There's purple cauliflower, and then these kind of spiky green ones, which I like. Those are kind of neat. And those taste similarly. And with some of those, I just like to do a simple stir fry kind of with garlic and onions and chickpeas.
Mm.
Very good.
There are yellow ones too. Very, very dark yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Are they new varieties? Are they hybrids? Are they heirloom varieties that people are bringing back?
Probably most of these have been around. I think that at least in America, people are becoming more willing to try a variety of vegetables. I think the focus is turning back toward organic and local and seasonal. So people are more open to trying things that are kind of funny looking. And I think that maybe that's one of the reasons that we're seeing them more is because just sort of in general, people are more willing to embrace them.
And they are somewhat off-putting. The green one sort of mm-hmm. looks like a brontosaurus or something.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks actually quite beautiful, but
yeah.
but because it is so different. But yeah, I mean, it is like you have to change your whole sort of approach, I think, because I did this with cauliflower. I mean, I always thought it was kind of boring and I wasn't interested, but you know, I did know that it was good for me, and I do like to try a lot of different vegetables, and so I thought, well, let me just give it another try. So if we can just give these things a try, you know, it will be pleasantly surprised, I think.
Why do you think cauliflower has such a bad rap?
I think because of a lot of the ways it has been prepared. I was in D.C. a couple months ago, and I went out to dinner, and I had this pasta dish, and it was like all these vegetables, and cauliflower was in it, and it was just, they weren't cooked very well. They were kind of hard, and there wasn't any seasoning, you know, and I was thinking, like, if I didn't like cauliflower because of the other times I have made it, I probably wouldn't have eaten it. You know, it wasn't enticing at all.
Well, if it's overcooked, oversteamed or something, it gets kind of watery.
Right.
Tell me about roasting cauliflower.
Roasting cauliflower is one of the simplest things that you can do, and you can really use this, I think, to almost any vegetable, because I do with asparagus as well. But for some reason, when you do roasted cauliflower and you put a little bit of olive oil and salt and you just put it in the oven, it just turns it into this wonderful side dish. The cauliflower becomes a bit caramelized, so the sweetness comes out, and it's just, it really is addictive, and that's probably why I say that I'm obsessed, is because of this dish. And everyone that I've made it for is just really amazed by how good it is.
How high a heat do you use?
400 degrees, and it takes about 20 minutes.
Hmm. And you break it in florets?
Right, yeah, you take the head, you break it up, you kind of swirl around some olive oil and salt, put it in a pan, put it in the oven on 400, and then, you know, make the rest of your meal, and then it's done.
Do you mix cauliflower with other vegetables, or do they overpower the delicacy of it?
I do. So, well, in the gratin recipe, actually, that I include with this piece, I put some onions, garlic, and tomatoes. So those are kind of like delicate flavor themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, I could do a stir fry, you know, with some other squash maybe and cauliflower, but I do like to have just the flavor of it. So most of the time I do it by itself.
Well, I can't wait to go home and roast some cauliflower. It just, it not only sounds delicious, but it's so easy. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thanks, Bonnie.